Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never think gossip. Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Dishing today on The End of an Era, a 6-episode docuseries, pulls back the curtain on Taylor Swift's record-breaking tour, including its development and inner workings. And yes, Travis.
My main goal is to give something to the fans that they didn't expect.
Travis Kelce, he brings a lot of happiness.
We basically the same job.
You got teammates, I got teammates.
You've got Coach Reed, I've got my mom.
Love that. It premieres December 12th on Disney Plus. AC/DC's show in Melbourne, Australia registered low seismic activity on Wednesday night. But, you know, Taylor Swift's Eras Tour actually gave off larger signals from the same venue. What? I'll let it go. Eminem has signed a deal to produce the halftime shows for the Detroit Lions Thanksgiving Day games for the next 3 years. Okay. Cynthia Erivo, speaking of man stop, came to Ariana Grande's rescue when a fan accosted her at the Wicked premiere in Singapore. She shoved the guy away from Ariana, put her arms around her. Michelle Yeoh, who we all know can kick a booty or two in real life, was also on hand to, stabilize Ariana and comfort her. Millie Bobby Brown went off on photographers who kept screaming, smile, smile. She turned around, pointed at him, and went, you smile. Good for her. A demo recording claiming to feature Zac Efron singing Get Your Head in the Game from High School Musical has surfaced online, and it's surprising fans.
Well, coach said to fake right and break left. Watch out for the pit and keep your eye on the fence. You gotta run the get and go and take the ball to the hole. But don't be afraid to shoot the outside, Jay. Keep your head in the game. Keep your head in the game, but don't be afraid to shoot the outside, Jay.
Why did they replace him with Drew Seeley? I don't get it. Billie Eilish posted suggestions for what Elon Musk can do with his money, like feeding the poor or rebuilding Gaza. And then she said a bunch of stuff I can't say on the radio. After a few health struggles in recent years, David Coverdale, the iconic voice behind Whitesnake and former Deep Purple singer, has retired from music.
The last few years has been very evident to me that it's time really for me to hang up my rock and roll platform shoes and my skin-tight jeans. I love you dearly. I thank everyone who's assisted and supported me on this incredible journey. All the musicians, the crew, the fans, the family. It's amazing, but it really is time for me to just enjoy my retirement. Fare thee well.
Oh, you know what? Like David Coverdale already didn't have an amazing voice, but just his speaking voice is so good. Okay, dirt alert. Okay, I know I told you a few weeks ago that Roger Waters of Pink Floyd said some hateful things about Ozzy Osbourne. Well, the family has fired back. I protect the family. Following Waters' remarks on the late rocker's death, Jack, Sharon, and Kelly criticized the Pink Floyd bassist on their podcast.
But Dad didn't like him.
No, but that's why I put Dad. My dad always thought you were a because it was true.
Yeah.
Dad would always be like, I love Pink Floyd. I hate Roger Waters.
Yeah.
But Dad would never say that publicly.
No.
You don't do that.
Do you know what he is? A sad, irrelevant, old, miserable human being.
And Sharon speaks. She's not wrong. Everything I've heard about Roger Waters over the years is that he is not a nice person. So there you go. Got a dirt alert in there. With the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go, B104.3, and you know what they say.
What can I say except you're welcome?